When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in the south of India, he was giving his divine mercy to everyone in such a wonderful way. In this age of Kali Yuga, those who, with faith in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, those who follow his simple teachings and chant the holy names, can perfect their lives in this very lifetime. That is guaranteed. Lord Chaitanya was traveling down the road through the forests, through villages and towns and cities, and wherever he went, he was chanting Krishna's name. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains there was a beautiful song he liked to sing as he was dancing along the roadsides throughout South India. Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama.
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna Rakshama
Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Rakshama
Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Rakshama
Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Rakshama
Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Rakshama
Krishna
Loving attraction to be in the association of the Supreme Lord who had appeared and pleasing him by dancing and singing with him. And then Lord Chaitanya, to each one of them he would embrace. And when he embraced them, such love was manifested by his causeless mercy. And he would tell them, now you go home. You perform your duties at home, but always chant the name of Krishna and give this gift of Krishna to whoever you meet. And those people would go to their villages. And when they would go to their villages, everyone in the village, when they would see that person dancing and chanting, the whole village would begin chanting the holy names. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna 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 Pahima Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. And sometimes visitors would come to those villages. And when they would see the whole village chanting and singing, and they would meet that associate of Lord Chaitanya, they would start chanting the holy names, and they would go back to their village, and they would tell everyone, Mahaprabhu's mercy, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. Just take it, the treasure of the greatest ultimate wealth of love of God, emancipation from all the miseries of birth and death forever, eternal residence at the lotus feet of the Lord is available to all by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just come, join the Sankirtan movement and chant the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Louder, please. Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, 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 hey! Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. In this way, the Harinam Sankirtan movement began to spread. Lord Chaitanya came to one village of the name Kuramakshetra, where there is a very famous deity of Lord Kuramadev. And when he went to that temple, he started to dance and sing the holy names of Krishna. Sometimes people would criticize Lord Chaitanya. You are a sannyasi, why all this dancing and singing? This is just a nervous condition. It is, you're thinking you're in ecstasy, but that's not ecstasy, it's just some emotional manipulation. But Lord Chaitanya, he established on the basis of the deepest understanding of the revealed scriptures that this chanting and dancing was the very conclusion and essence of all knowledge. To Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he discussed Vedanta Sutra for 7 days. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the greatest scholar in the whole universe, practically. He was Brihaspati. He was the avatar of Brihaspati. That means he was the greatest scholar in the universe as far as devatas. And he said, this is not ecstasy, this is just some emotional disorder. But Lord Chaitanya heard from him Vedanta philosophy, and then he explained his version that the living entity, the spirit soul, is eternally part and parcel of Krishna. We are infinitesimal particles of Krishna. We are always subordinate to Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth, the complete whole. And he has three primary energies. The spiritual energy, the marginal energy, which are the spirit souls, and the material energy. The spiritual energy and the marginal energy are both eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And the material energy is that manifestation of the Lord, or actually that transformation of the spiritual energy, which facilitates the marginal energy to forget God. The energies of the Lord are like the illumination coming from the sun. In that, their source is Krishna. Rasya Satyra Vivadaiva Shudyate. And to understand the Shakti properly, we must understand Shaktiman, the source or origin of all energies. When the living entity eternally has free will, the choice to either serve Krishna or to come under the control of his material energy by trying to find enjoyment separate from Krishna. And we are all here because we have, at a particular time, by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, we have made the choice we want to live separate from God. And once we fall under the influence of ignorance, we become competitors of God. We want to exploit as much as we can of his property for our own satisfaction. Where all glory is meant to God, we want glory to come for ourselves. We're competitors, but we're always losers in the end. But when, by the grace of the Lord, one comes into the association of saintly people, pure devotees of the Lord, the seed of devotion is planted in our heart. And through that seed, our original consciousness begins to develop. And through the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, gradually, the original spiritual nature of our soul is awakened. And at that time, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Lord Chaitanya taught, these are the three basic understandings within the scripture. Everything within all the scriptures of the world ultimately deal with only these three subjects. Establishing our relationship with the Lord, purifying our heart by engaging in the process of devotion, because it is only through bhakti, it is only through devotional service that we can awaken our original spiritual nature. If we follow religion with a desire to attain fruitive benefits by worshipping God or the demigods because we want good family or we want lots of wealth or we want to conquer our competitors or we want good health or so many unlimited desires we try to fulfill within our life, religion is not meant to get those things because they will all perish. Whatever you get by the force of time, today or tomorrow, it will be lost. Religion is to give you the eternal treasure of spiritual love, a life of unlimited joy. And that can only come by the grace of God when He is pleased with us. And the conclusion is love. In that love, Lord Chaitanya taught, it is the natural. In the spiritual world, people are not studying scriptures. In the spiritual world, people are not performing meditation or yoga. You don't see the four-armed Vaikunthawalas doing Shirshasan or Sarvangasan. They may be good for health, and we respect them. You don't see them with their forearms doing pranayama. They may be good for your breathing. But what are they doing? They're dancing and they're chanting, singing the holy names of the Lord. The conclusion of all knowledge, to chant and to dance. And in the age of Kali Yuga, because we don't even have the capacity to follow these other religious systems in their proper way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the actual goal as the means. In Krishna consciousness, the ends are the means. Someone asked Srila Prabhupada, what do you hope to get out of chanting Hare Krishna all the time? Liberation, lots of money, fame, so many things you can ask for. He said, we only want one thing by chanting Hare Krishna. What we will get from it is to eternally go on chanting Hare Krishna. Anyways, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself who has descended in this world by his discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about Vedanta Sutra. Soon, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's emotions were in disorder. By his unqualified definition, In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him his beautiful six-armed form, Sadbhuja of Krishna. With the holding the bow and arrow of Ram, the danda and kamandalu of Mahaprabhu, and playing flute of Krishna. So at this temple in Kuramakshetra, he was inducing everyone, the simple villagers, the field workers, the children, the untouchable by caste, what people claim they to be, as well as the kings and the politicians and the pundits and the Brahmins, the men and the women. They were all united together, forgetting all the differences of their material designations. With Lord Chaitanya, they were simply blissful in the love of God and love for each other, chanting the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey! Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, 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 hey! He met one Brahmin. His name was Kurma. And the Kurma Brahmin invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into his home. And he washed Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. The Kurma Brahmin could understand, because he was deeply learned in the scriptures, that by the prophecies of the scriptures and by the extraordinary qualities of Lord Chaitanya, that he was the Supreme Lord. And after washing Lord Chaitanya's feet and worshipping him, he personally sprinkled that water on the heads of all of his family members and induced everyone in his family to drink the water of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And the Kurma Brahmin, he appealed to Lord Chaitanya. I am tired of suffering from the burning fire of materialistic life. I desire to renounce everything and leave my home and go with you. Wherever you go, I will go. Lord Chaitanya replied to Kurma that do not speak like this. It is not proper for you to leave your home. You stay at home, but you always chant the names of Krishna. And you study the books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and you give the holy name and you give the knowledge of these truths to everyone you meet. In this way, your life will be perfect and you will help so many people's lives to be perfect. Lord Chaitanya did not believe in people artificially leaving their homes. If you are well situated in a family life, then you can perfectly advance in spiritual life by following these simple principles. To always chant Hare Krishna mantra. To follow the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Illicit sex is burning the whole world. It is not only creating the most terrible, incurable diseases, but it is creating so much madness in the minds of men everywhere. Therefore, the Lord says, in a spirit of devotion and dedication to God, man and woman come together, get married, live a sanctified life, serve together, live simply, and chant the holy names. Intoxication, we're already so completely intoxicated, And yet people are so mad that they're taking cigarettes and alcohol and drugs and tea and all other things just to further complicate their intoxicated state. And it's creating terrible crisis and suffering throughout the world. And gambling simply agitates the mind. And meat eating is simply cruel. The bloodshed of animals creates such massive karma, it is the cause of world wars, where millions of people die and lose everything. So Lord Chaitanya said, live within your family, maintain your occupation, but live free from these four vices. Chant the holy names, associate with spiritual people, read Bhagavad Gita, hear the lectures of Gita and Bhagavad, and give this knowledge to others. Give prasad to other. Give people the chanting of the holy names. And wherever Lord Chaitanya traveled, he gave the same instruction to everyone. It is explained that as Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya was leaving the Kurma Brahman's house, this Kurma, he started following him. And Lord Chaitanya, he embraced him and told him, now you go home. Yare de katari kaha Krishna upadesh amara goi guru hai tari desh. Become guru by chanting holy names of Krishna and giving people the teachings of the Gita and the Bhagavad. Kurma went back to his home. Of course, for someone who is not already fixed in such an ashram, there is also a need for brahmacharis and sannyasis also. One should not artificially leave the situation they're in, but if they're not in that situation, there is also a need for sadhus who can go house to house, who are free from any other obligation, not to beg, but to give, to be perfect examples of detachment, simplicity, knowledge, and devotion, and to enthuse, encourage, and induce the grihasthas to become deeper and deeper in their own spirituality and in their responsibility for the welfare of the whole society. In this way, the Varnashram system, if everyone works together with respect and with love and care for each other, the whole society can progress together to the lotus feet of the Lord. There was a person named Vasudev, and he was suffering from terrible leprosy. Living worms were in every limb of his body, eating him away. He heard that Lord Chaitanya was at the Brahmin Kurma's house, so Vasudev immediately went there to go. But Lord Chaitanya had already left. This poor Brahman was broken-hearted when he heard that he had missed his chance to have the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who had appeared on earth. But Lord Chaitanya is the super soul in everyone's heart. He's Krishna. He changed the whole course of his journey and came back just for that simple leper. This is the nature of the Lord's love. He changed the course of all of his plans for one insignificant leper. And when Lord Chaitanya saw him, he embraced him. Even the most sinful people would not go near the Vasudev because there were foul smells, there was pus, there was blood, there was worms. Who wants to embrace such a person with leprosy? The Supreme Personality of Godhead wants to embrace something because he had devotion in his heart. And as soon as he embraced him, all the leprosy went away. His body was beautiful. And he began to pray to the Lord that who could understand the inconceivable nature of your mercy.
No one wants to go near me. No one wants to touch me. No one wants me to live anywhere near them. And you have come with your beautiful, pure spiritual form and embraced me. This is your mercy. And you have cured me of my leprosy. But now I am feeling a great sense of concern. When I had leprosy, no one gave honor to me. Everyone rejected me. But now when people see that the Lord's mercy on me is so great that He has cured me and made me beautiful and healthy, everyone will praise me and glorify me. And this is a great danger. To suffer a terrible disease is not so bad because it keeps you humble, calling out the name of the Lord. But when you are praised and respected and you're healthy and strong, there's every chance that we will forget the Lord. There will be every chance we become proud. And in the heart where pride resides, the Lord does not care to appear. Trinadapi suniche na tarodapi snehishnana amanina manadena kirataniya sadahari. To be more humble than the blade of grass. To be more tolerant than the tree. To be ready to offer all respects to others and expect none in return. In that state of mind, we can always call out the name of the Lord. And real wealth, real health, is that humble state of mind where we can always chant the holy names of Krishna. So tell me, my Lord, how will I be free from pride now that I will be famous? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the same instruction he gave to Kurma. Always chant Krishna's name. In the association of devotees, hear Srimad Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita, the glories of the Lord. And give this message, give this gift of charity, Krishna consciousness, to others. If we do this, the Lord will always protect us. And even the most difficult possible things to overcome, by the grace of God, will become easy. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On this most glorious day of Sri Gaur Purnima, we come to celebrate the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we come to rededicate our lives to taking shelter of that mercy. Lord Chaitanya continued his trip all the way down to Kanyakumari, down the eastern coast, up the western coast, back to Jagannath Puri, and wherever he went, he gave this message and induced hundreds, thousands, millions of people to perfect their lives through the chanting of the holy. Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, 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 hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.
Sachi Suta Kodavaram.
Satatam janata bhavata param paramartha parayana loka gati. Satatam janata bhavata param paramartha parayana loka gati. Navaleha karam jagataparam pranamami sachi suta kauravaram. Navaleha karam jagataparam pranamami sachi suta kauravaram. Pranamami sachi suta kauravaram, pranamami sachi suta kauravaram. Pranamami sachi suta kauravaram, pranamami sachi suta kauravaram. Nija bhakti karam priya charutaram natanartana nagara raja kulam. Nija bhakti karam priya charutaram natanartana nagara raja kulam. Kulakalini manasalakya karam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Kulakalini manasalakya karam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Karatala balam kalakanta varam mriduvajya suvinakaya madhuram. Karatala balam kalakanta varam mriduvajya suvinakaya madhuram. Nija bhakti guna vrita natya karam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Nija bhakti guna vrita natya karam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Yugataram yutam punananda sutam tadani suchitram bhava bhava jitam. Yugataram yutam punananda sutam tadani suchitram bhava bhava jitam. Tanujana chitam nija vasa yutam pranamami sachi suta kauravaram. Nanu janachitam nija vasayutam pranamami sachisuta kauravaram. Arunam nayanam sharanam vasanam padane skanditam svakanamadharam. Arunam nayanam sharanam vasanam padane skanditam svakanamadharam. Guru te surasam jagata jivanam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Guru te surasam jagata jivanam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Nava Gauravaram, Nava Pushpasaram, Nava Bhavataram, Nava Lasyaparam. Nava Gauravaram, Nava Pushpasaram, Nava Bhavataram, Nava Lasyaparam. Nava hasya karam, nava hemavaram, pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Nava hasya karam, nava hemavaram, pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Pranamami sachi suta gauravaram, 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 pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Pranamami Sachi Sita Gauravaram, Pranamami Sachi Sita 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 Gauravaram. Pranamami Sati Sita Gora Varam. 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 Pranamami Sati Sita Gora Varam.
Pranamami Sati Sita Gauravaram. 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 Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a wonderful temple. Today it is close to Vishakhapatnam. It is a beautiful mountain not far from the sea called Singhachalam. And in that temple there is a very, very ancient deity of the name Jada Narasingha. And it is explained by the pujaris in that temple that once Hiranyakashipu threw Prahlad deep in the middle of the ocean to try to destroy him. And at that time, this beautiful form of Lord Narasingadev came to protect him and save him. This form of Narasingadev is half Narasingha and half Varaha. He has the face of Lord Varahadev and the tail and the claws of Nrsingadev. And he's considered to be the most ferocious deity of Lord Nrsingadev in the whole universe. This deity is so angry that 364 days a year they keep him completely covered in a mountain of sandalwood pulp, chandan, just to keep him cool. If you go to this temple, it looks like a big Shiva Linga of sandalwood, but actually somewhere way deep inside is this deity of Varaha Narasingha. And one day a year, on an Ekadasi, they take the sandalwood off. And it is said that if there's ever a day besides that Ekadasi that they don't have that sandalwood on him, everyone around has to suffer from his ferocious anger. So they keep him nicely covered in sandalwood oil. Anyways, Lord Chaitanya, has any of you been there, Singhachalam? Someday we will have yatra and go to this place. Lord Chaitanya began to dance before Lord Narasimhadev. And he began to offer a beautiful prayer. He said, a lioness is very, very gentle and loving and kind to its cubs, but extremely ferocious, like death personified, to its enemy. Similarly, O Lord Narasimhadev, to Prahlad you were so gentle and kind and loving, but to Hiranyakashipu you were death personified. So in this way, in the beautiful temple of Singhachalam, Lord Chaitanya induced thousands of people, all the pilgrimage and everyone from all around the Vishakhapatnam area, they all came to dance and see the beautiful dance of Lord Chaitanya. And he induced them all to make their whole life and soul centered around pleasing Krishna by chanting his holy name. Lord Chaitanya was simply dancing and singing everywhere. He didn't know which direction he was going. He didn't even know if it was day or night. But by his own transcendental pleasure potency, he was being directed.